phone. He wants to shed his fetters. He's a prima donna. He wants to be alone. Every time I think I've reached the end, here she comes, she's back again. Oh baby, let the bygones be. Let the bygones be. Let the bygones be. Let them be now, yeah. Let the bygones be. Let them be now.
My name is Alex Cumming, and I'm here filling in for Strike the Box for Chris this week. He'll be back next week, and I have a usual hour of varied music from all over the place. But to get us started, here's some Paul Simon.
A man walks down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight, far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street. Says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you call me out, call me out.
Na na na.
Absolutely crazy stuff there. That was Elvis Presley with Hound Dog, and I absolutely love hearing some of those old live recordings of like Elvis and the Beatles and various bands of that era, because the screaming from the crowd is just crazy. Like I don't know how you could possibly watch a concert and be able to listen to it at the same time with all that cheering. But you know, as a musician, I long for one day having people screaming at me like that in excitement rather than fear that I'm turning up with an accordion. Yes, I'm Alex Cumming. I'm filling in for Strike the Box this week, as Chris is away, but he'll be back next week. And I have a wonderful show for you lined up for the next couple of hours. You know, in true freeform style here on WMFO Medford, I'll be playing you everything from rock and pop, oldies and new. We're going to have some folk, some comedy, maybe a bit of jazz and big band. We'll see where the journey takes us. And right now, the journey is going to take us right back to the very first album of Taylor Swift with Tim McGraw.
Those Georgia stars to shame that night. I said that's a lie. Just a boy in a Chevy truck that had a tendency of getting stuck on back roads at night, and I was right there beside him all summer long. And then the time we woke up. You weren't here. when you think Tim McGraw. I hope you think my favorite song. Someday you'll turn your radio on. I hope it takes you back to that.
WMFO Medford.
Talking away, I don't know what's left to say.
Great stuff. That was the absolutely legendary Real Big Fish with their take on the a-ha classic Take On Me. And before that, you heard brilliant Canadian-based modern folk band, the East Pointers, with a track from their latest album, What We Leave Behind. That track was called Miner's Dream. And now you might recognise by my accent that I'm not originally from around here. I do indeed have that English accent, and as by default, I think it is as law for any DJ with an English accent, at some point they've got to play some Beatles. So I'm going to oblige that now by playing a brilliant song of theirs, Drive My Car. And then we're going to segue into one of Paul McCartney's songs from his new album, Egypt Station. So here is Drive My Car.
Drive my car, and maybe of dangers up ahead. The captain won't be listening to what's been said. He feels that there's a good chance that we have been misled. And so the captain's planning to steer ahead. Yeah.
we can do it, whoa, whoa. Yes, we can do it, whoa, whoa. Yes, we can do it, whoa, whoa. Despite repeated warnings of dangers up ahead, well, the captain wasn't listening to what was said.
The fabulous Paul McCartney there with a track from his latest album Egypt Station that was called Despite Repeated Warnings. Now, normally I host the Folk and Acoustic Show at 4 o'clock on Tuesdays, and 4 p.m. is right in the middle of my 3-year-old son's nap time. So actually, for the first time, I think he's actually listening to me live on the radio, and he was very excited about this idea. And what sort of more for me probably is that I asked him if he had any requests of songs for me to play for him on the radio as he was listening today. And he has a really good taste in music, actually. I'm very proud, and I feel like we're bringing him up with some really decent taste in music. But, you know, when you ask a toddler something, you will often get the answer you don't necessarily want. And so, for the next minute, I apologise, but we'll rescue it with some excellent music afterwards. For my son, who is listening right now, here's some of this. Sing along. It's the end. Hooray, hooray, hooray. There we go. That was for my lovely son, Oliver, who's 3 and listening for the first time with me on the radio as I'm normally on air during his nap time. I hope you all survived that. Actually, surprisingly, I was enjoying listening to that through big speakers with a decent bass. That was quite fun. All right, we'll be back with some more music right after this.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Mm-hmm. folks react, that it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it, there's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Stories no more. But it's not about your blood or the mud around your bones, but the toil of your hands and the seeds they've sown, the roots that you dig when you make your home. For feet were made to wander. I have a love for the land that I've known, for the trees and the fields by the sea where I've grown. But I believe you should choose where you dig your home. For feet were made to wander. Enclosure took our fathers from the land. They forgot their tongues, forgot the sun on their backs. They did not know their brothers, so how could they lend a hand? They did not know themselves, so how could they make a stand? For it's not about your blood or the mud around your bones, but the toil of your hands and the seeds they have sown, the roots that you dig when you make your home. For feet were made to wander, I have a love for the land that I've known, for the trees and the fields by the sea where I've gone. But I believe you should choose where you dig your home, for feet were made to wander. Survive, throw seeds to the wind. They put down roots in the place they thrive, that's where they belong. They make a wild garden singing in the heart of town. Such beautiful varied weeds, they're hard to trample down. For it's not about your blood or the mud around your bones, but the toil of your hands and the seeds they've sown, the roots that you dig when you make your home. For feet were made to wander, I have a love for the land that I've known, for the trees and the fields by the sea where I've gone. But I believe you should choose where you dig your home. For feet were made to wander, feet were made to wander, feet were made to wander. The oak and the ash, the bonny ivy, the bonny ivy tree.
Just give that rhythm everything you got. Yes, don't the thing if it ain't got that swing. It don't be the thing, don't be the thing if it ain't got that swing, boy. I said, don't mean a thing, and all you got to do is sing like la 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 la. Take it from me.
I absolutely love hearing that version. That was, of course, Bonnie Tyler with Holding Out for a Hero. Now, it was just great to hear Bonnie Tyler singing that again. I just can't get the version from Shrek out of my head, so that was really great to hear that. Before that, you heard the legends that are Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington with It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. And before that, you heard a British folk duo, Edgelarks, with a track from their 2019 album called Wonder, and that album is called Feather. And before that, of course, you heard the legend that is Tina Turner with What's Love Got to Do with It. Right, cue DJ Cheesy Link. Are you ready? Brace yourselves. Well, I am immensely happy to be here today. I'm filling in for Chris for Strike the Box today. I'm very happy you're listening. I'm very happy you joined me. I'm very happy to be here playing some music for you. And Pharrell, I think you might be happy too.
I'm happy.
I'm alone if you
What's your favorite season?
Spring's my favorite season.
What's the flaming reason that spring's your favorite season?
I like to hear the robin sing, makes me feel the joy within. I like to smell the chestnuts roast, and on the fire the crumpets toast.
But the robin sings in winter, is it winter that you're into? What's your favourite season?
Winter's my favourite season.
What's the flaming reason that winter's your favourite season?
I like the heat upon my back, 'cause I walk down a country track, to feel the sun upon my face, the long warm days and your embrace.
But it's not hot in winter, is it summer that you're into?
Oh yeah, it must be summer then.
What's your favourite season?
Pretty sure that summer's my favourite season.
If you've said every other season, do you understand the seasons?
Yes. I like those leaves of golden brown.
No, that's autumn, you're a clown.
I like the flowers when in bloom.
No, that's spring, you thick baboon.
Thick baboon?
You must have a favourite season.
But I don't understand the seasons.
What's your favourite season?
Mine is definitely February.
Absolutely hilarious stuff there. That was The Horn Section, a great comedy band from the UK, fronted by Alex Horn, a fabulous comedian. And that was a song called Seasons from their album. Three great songs and eight more songs.